Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last weekend, I had a chance to go to the Art and Bloom exhibit at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, otherwise known as MIA, not M-I-A. Art and Bloom is a special exhibit in which certain paintings or sculptures are interpreted by bouquets of flowers. It was neat to see how the flowers could convey the themes and images of the various paintings or sculptures. Some of the bouquets were pretty easy to see the connection that they had with what they were trying to interpret. Other times, I would stand there scratching my head, wondering, what is the painter trying to convey with this bouquet of flowers? I cannot see the connection. Art is a neat thing because it conveys themes and images and ideas without words. Sometimes things just cannot be said, but only shown. And that's the beauty of art and images. Today, Jesus paints us a picture with his words. He portrays himself as a shepherd. Rather than telling us things, he lets the image do the talking. When interpreting art in various images, it can be helpful to know the time, the setting, and context, and even place of the painter. Knowing these things helps us to be able to identify the theme, see the influences that the painter had, and even what he or she is trying to convey. And the same practice is helpful here. It is important to know the context for the image that Jesus is giving us. This picture immediately follows the healing of the man who was born blind in John chapter 9. When Jesus heals this man, he confesses Jesus to be the Savior and then is tossed out of the synagogue. Jesus then tells the Pharisees that they are the ones who are blind because they do not believe in him. And it's on the heels of this that Jesus paints us this image. He builds on an image that is common throughout the scriptures. A shepherd is a common depiction of God that was familiar to the people. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This is a common depiction of God in the Psalms and in the Old Testament. The books of Ezekiel and Jeremiah show that shepherds can also be an image for religious leaders too. The word pastor actually comes from the Latin word for shepherd, which is, you guessed it, pastor. When you call me pastor, you're actually calling me shepherd. Now, every shepherd, though, needs and leads sheep. Sheep are a common description of God's people. Psalm 95, verse 7 says, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands." Perhaps you've sung that at a matin service when you've sang the Te Deum. Our Lord paints a picture using images and concepts that are common and known to the people. It's surprising that when we read in verse 6, it says the people don't get it. But let's see the images that Jesus paints for us with his words. Image one, Jesus is the real shepherd. He begins by describing the sheepfold. Sheepfolds in those days were walled enclosures. They were usually made with stone, and the sheep would stay in there for protection. There would be only one way in and one way out, and that would be through the door. The door would be big and heavy and rugged and wooden, and it only opens for the shepherd. Thieves and robbers could not enter in this way. They would have to find a different way in. Robbers and thieves would take and steal what is not theirs. They're not afraid to use violence or force. They only come to harm and to kill and to steal and to destroy. The door will not open for these people. The door only opens for the shepherd, and that is Jesus. As the shepherd, he doesn't steal, but he gives. He doesn't kill, but he dies. He doesn't destroy, but he protects those who are his own. The sheep, his people, are his own because he has bought and paid for them with his precious blood and life. He has purchased and won us from all sins, from the power of death, and from the power of the devil. The resurrection shows that his payment had been accepted and that we are forgiven and right with God. It shows us we are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. And like a shepherd, he cares for and provides us. He has made us in our bodies. He gives us clothing and food, clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, land, animals, and all that we have. He guards and protects us from all harm and danger. He is our shepherd who does all of these things. He is the real deal. He is the real shepherd. Image two, Jesus is our shepherd who knows us by name. Verse 3 says, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own by name, and he leads them out. Sheep are known to wander off and to disappear. Sheep are known to eat things that they shouldn't. Sheep are known not to be the most intelligent of creatures. So what does the shepherd do? He calls them by name to lead them back. He calls their name when looking for them. He calls their name to say, don't eat that. Don't go over there. The shepherd knows every sheep in his flock by name, regardless of the amount of sheep that he may have. I saw a modern day example of this last week. At Central, I was watching and enjoying the 2-year-olds playing in the gym. And two words described what I saw: organized chaos. The teacher gave them all tennis balls to throw and to grab and to roll and to bounce and to kick. Balls were flying everywhere and toddlers were running and screaming all over the place. But to control those kids, the teacher would do one thing. He would use their name. He would use their name to warn them, to encourage them, to help them, to guide them, to cheer them, praise them, and to comfort them when they would, of course, trip and fall. He could control the whole gym and that whole place by using their name. Jesus is our shepherd who knows your name. Let that sink in for just a second. We often don't realize the significance of this. The Lord of the universe, the most powerful, intelligent, and loving person, knows you in your name. Significant people in our world have no idea who you are. They know nothing about you, and they don't even know your name. But he does. He knows your fears and what stresses you out. He knows what keeps you up at night because you are too nervous to sleep from what bothers you. He knows everything about you. And that shows an attention to detail. It shows a great love and care and concern for you. You're not a number to our God, but a name. And a person whom he loves, cares for, and had died for. He invites you to come to him with your problems and to come to him for grace and forgiveness. And what's more than that, he even gives you his name. In our baptism, we received his name on our foreheads and on our hearts. When we became his children, that were washed, forgiven, and cleansed, when God looks at us, he sees Jesus' name, his merits, and his accomplishments that have been given and applied to us, and he still washes and forgives us through our baptism today. Jesus is our shepherd who not only knows our name, he gives us his as well. And image three, Jesus is our shepherd who goes before us and leads us. Verse 4 says, when he's brought out all his own, he goes before them, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Did you notice who goes first? It's the shepherd. The land of Israel is known for being hilly and rocky and difficult to travel on. So what does the shepherd do? He goes first to lead the way and to guide. He finds a way and path for his sheep. He helps them to travel. He encourages them to come when they are scared. He doesn't stand in the back and hope that everything goes okay for them. Instead, he goes first to lead the way and to guide them. This is so countercultural in our world. The importance, people often stay in the back where it is safe and secure. In war, the mighty general doesn't do the scouting, but the low man on the totem pole does, the scout or the private, because it's that dangerous. But that's not the way of our Lord. Jesus, our shepherd, goes before us. He lives and dwells in you and me. He is with us in the good. He is with us in the bad. We can follow our Savior knowing that he will go before us and that he will help us with what we face ahead. He will comfort, guide, encourage, and strengthen us with his word and with his sacraments. He will not leave us to fend for ourselves, but he walks by us with his grace, with his love, with his mercy. He is our shepherd who goes before us and leads us. We don't have to be afraid with our shepherd at hand. Sometimes, when looking at art, we can really scratch our heads and wonder, what is the author trying to say with this painting? But with the image of Jesus as our good shepherd, we see clearly what our Lord is trying to tell us. He tells us that Jesus is our shepherd who loves and cares for us. He tells us he knows our name and cares for us, and that he leads us out and goes before us. Jesus is a pretty good painter, isn't he? In his name, amen. Now may the grace of God and the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in and with Christ Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.